Okay, first of all, our prayers and condolences go out to Flip Saunders' family. You know, I was fortunate enough to get a chance to meet him and came down to training camp, and he's a really, really good man. So I hope his family is doing okay, and it's really a tough day in the Twin Cities with losing a guy like that. But as far as the game, I thought, you know, I'm really proud of this football team. They you know, to start off 14-3 and come back, score 22 unanswered points, play the way we did in the second half, I thought that was huge. Blair Walsh hitting 5 field goals. And we talked all week long about the reasons why we lost the game up here last year. And I think we fixed all those situations today. So, you know, it has nothing to do with where you play. It's how you play. You know, like I've been saying all along, they said that you can't have a better record in a temporary stadium. They said you can't win on the road. You say you can't do this, you can't do that. It's all about how you play, not really where you play. So, questions?
Talk about fixing situations is one of the big factors heading into the ball.
Yeah, it was. We had, I believe, the one turnover, but he did a nice job with the ball. You know, the thing that probably impressed me the most with Teddy today was he got rocked a couple times. You know, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to finish. He got up and he made some great throws. The throw to Diggs in the long ball was a great throw, great catch. You know, he's always an accurate and a composed guy. You know, we've got to score touchdowns when we get inside the 5-yard line. So that was disappointing, but. But I'll continue to find some things to get after him about.
What was the difference defensively after the first two drives?
Well, we made some adjustments. You know, we had to. They double moved us once, and then they hit us. You know, they snuck the tight end out the backside, and we just missed it. And so, and then they were also doing a lot of the check with me things based on our coverages. So we had to fix a lot of those things. But and then, you know, once we got him in the throwing situations, I felt pretty good about it. He's going through concussion protocol. That's all I know.
Diggs continues to kind of emerge as a go-to guy.
Yeah, well, you know, he's done a good job and he's working hard, but and I know everybody wants to talk about him, but you know, this was a good team win. Our guys defensively, special teams, offensively, Wallace had some good plays, you know, and again, they're run blitzing every, you know, almost every time Adrian's in there, and it's going to catch up to you like it did, you know, those a couple of those long runs. You know, if you get it blocked or they misfit it, then it's an issue for the other team. So we'll keep working on getting better at doing that and go from there.
How hard is it to beat a team twice in the season? And what are the challenges?
I go back to saying, you know, it's how you play. You know, when I was in Dallas, we had to beat teams 3 times a season sometimes. So, you know, it's tough, but it's, you know, if you play like we did in the second half, we have a chance to beat a lot of teams.
How did Adrian make out, and how concerned were you when he gets sick yesterday?
He made out fine. I think he was fine. I talked to him during the game on the sideline one time, but I wasn't really concerned. It was just, you know, he threw up on the bus, and that was about it. I saw him in the meetings that night, so it was no big deal. But, you know, I told him just stick with it. You know, they're going to keep run blitzing, and, you know, you're going to pop some big ones. And that's what happens. You know, if you abandon the running game because you get 2 or you get 1 or you get 3, then you're going to then you're not going to hit these big runs. And so we just got to continue to stick with it, and then when people do that, then they open up things for Teddy. So like they did today for Diggs and Teddy and Wallace and you know, Jarius. I think he had a chance for another big play that he missed. But go ahead.
They reported on the TV broadcast that Adrian Jackson had a
small chewing tobacco when the plane made a quick downward spiral?
I don't know.
Did you know anything about that at all?
No, I know nothing about that. That's not what he told me. He told me he thinks he ate some bad shrimp. But I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Is it unusual for young linebackers to be good sense of letting out the blitz, or is that what he's using as far as
defense? It's pretty easy when you don't get blocked. I don't know. It's an art. It is an art. You got, you know, it's timing and beating the guy that's blocking you to a spot. I don't know how many sacks how many those guys have. A couple. That's good.
Just probably how quickly things turned though, and you were able to get those 9 points at the end of the half and then scoring your first possession. Is that
what you're doing? Well, I think we did a good job. And I'm not trying to say anything about me, but I think clock management at the end of the first half was pretty good. Being able to use the timeouts, use the things that we were able to do. And you know, those are things I talk to the team about all the time, those situations that come up throughout the course of the game that really gives you opportunities to win football games. And then, you know, hitting a field goal right before the half was big, I thought. You know, we go in 17-15, I guess, and then we didn't really allow them to score in the second half. So that was big to come out. You know, offensively we moved the ball, and then defensively, you know, we didn't give them much, I don't think.
Hey, Mike, you talk about this being a big team win. How far does this go in terms of complementary football, and how does this rank in the victories you've had this year where you've had kind of a lot of balance?
Well, it ranks big only in the fact that everybody said we couldn't win a division game on the road. This is our first division road win. Teddy gave me the ball after the game. But I think those things, but you know, that what I'm trying to get our team to understand, and hopefully it continues on, is that we're a good team if we play good. It's not, you know, I think we have a good offense. We have a good defense. I think we're really, really good on special teams. And if we will continue to play complementary football and understand these critical situations in the game, we have a chance to do some really good things.
What was the issue in the red zone you guys did? You were able to lose the ball. Or what else did
you well, really? Well, yeah, they, you know, we tried a couple runs in there. And they were really blitzing everybody off the edge. So then we missed the throw to Wallace in the corner of the end zone. And then there was another one that came off the edge. We were running boot. And, you know, so, I mean, they're blitzing everybody on the goal line, too. So we'll look at it and keep working.
What was the thought process behind
the safety again? I was trying to take a little time off the clock, giving us a little more breathing room. They still had to score 9 points, you know. So there was really no – I wasn't worried about it. You know, I figured they would try and kick a field goal, onside kick, and maybe throw in a Hail Mary or something like that. But that was – you know, it was 9 points. We were still in pretty good shape.
You brought up last year's game and you tried to get a couple of interceptions then. But just what's the difference against Boyers now? I mean, you guys got behind, but Teddy just seems so composed with the team
back. I would probably say experience. He's, you know, he's just more comfortable with really everything that we're doing. And, you know, I think somebody asked me before, could Teddy win a game? And I don't have any doubts that he could. If he needs to go out and win the game by throwing it all the time, I'm sure that he could do that. That's not how we want to play. But if it came to that, and I think we would. Good?
And I have one comment just about Blair Walsh. I mean, I know it was next point, but 5 field goals, 2 from 50.
Yeah, it was big. You know, last year we missed 3 kicks here last year. So we lost 9 points, and we lost by 1. So I talked to him last night, and, you know, I talked to the team last night. We got to make the kicks, and he made 5 today. So that's 15 points, and we won by 9, I guess it was, right?
Turnovers, missed kicks without
sacks.
Yeah.
Turnovers, missed kicks, and sacks. Okay, thank you.